The definition of clutter that I'm going to use during this series is clutter is anything of little value or lesser value that gets in the way of those things that have greater value in our life. I think that's a working definition for Christians, isn't it? When we think of all of the things that we have in life, not just stuff, but all of the things that we can cling to in our life that are of little value, that keep us away from the things of greater value.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Dr. Randy begins his series, Clutter Will Damage Your Spiritual Life. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you very much, Kurt, and welcome to our Intentional Living Center. I'm going to take you to our teaching studio here in just a moment. And we begin this four-day series on Declutter Your Life. And in a moment, as you hear me begin the teaching, I'm going to tell you I'm approaching this humbly, because this is an issue in some areas of my life I have to wrestle with. I think sometimes we preach our best sermons, as they say, on the things that we wrestle with. And when I think about clutter, for me, it's often just stuff, you know, the collection of things in my office and not wanting to get rid of things and hanging on to things. But, you know, it can go much deeper in many lives. It can go into emotional clutter. We'll talk about that, how we can hang on to emotions that keep us from experiencing freedom. There can be clutter when it comes to friendships. We have friendships that are not healthy for us, people that are not healthy for us to be around. And maybe it's a great ministry opportunity, but not someone that's speaking into your life. That can be clutter. Unresolved issues can be clutter. And we'll be going through some of these over these next 4 days. I think this is an important topic, because life, especially in the world in which we live today, everything is noisy and loud, and we're busy. If you sit and watch people today spending hours with their mobile devices or online or television or whatever it is, how we get overloaded with all sorts of things that can clutter our lives, keeping us from the solitude and silence of really hearing God speak, getting into His Word, building relationships with other people. And today we're going to talk about clutter and how it can damage your spiritual life. And so this will be a very practical lesson for you. And a little bit later, I'll tell you how you can get this. A reminder, all members, if you're a monthly member, you receive my teaching automatically. And so you'll be watching for it. But if you're not, I'll tell you how you can get it in just a little bit. All right, let's go to the teaching studio where I begin lesson one, day one, on Declutter Your Life. You know, as I approach this topic, as we start a series I'm calling Declutter Your Life, I was talking to Donna this morning. We're out for a walk, and she just chuckled, which you heard I'm going to do a topic on Declutter Your Life, because that's certainly something that I need to do. And so I really do approach this topic today humbly, and having done some research on what this thing is that we call clutter. And it was interesting, on the way in today, my mind has been really very cluttered. More so than other lessons. When I come to teach, pretty free, my mind's pretty clear. But coming here today, I got a lot of things on my mind. Things related to the ministry, things related to my personal life, and just stuff, you know. And so I thought it was kind of interesting that I'd come here being cluttered. And so I'm asking God that He would free me of that, so I can share with you on this topic that I think is important for us as we think about clutter and how clutter can impact our lives. It's interesting, this young generation that's coming up, known as the millennials, which is about 25% of the population of this country, they have kind of a different view on some of this. You see the research on the millennial generation. They want to get away from the big homes, and they want to move into urban areas, and they want to downsize, and they want to have, some of them, the little houses that you've seen that are just a few hundred square feet, and eliminate stuff. They're a different generation. And I think partly because they've looked at our generation and seen that possessions, they don't make the difference. They don't make you happy. And so a lot of the millennials are really looking, instead of possessions, they're looking for experiences. They want to have an experience. That's really the kind of the theme of the millennial generation. And so as I get into this discussion today, talking about clutter, I think what comes to mind when I mention clutter, I think the very first thing that you think of when I use the word clutter is a garage that would be cluttered, right? With a lot of stuff, or an office that's got a lot of stuff, or a desk drawer that's got a lot of stuff. That's kind of where we gravitate. Whenever we do a show on decluttering your life, those are the calls that we get. That's immediately what we start to think about. And what's interesting is you look at the statistics about the amount of clutter that we have in our culture, the average 10-year-old American child has 238 toys. They play with 12 of them, according to research. And as a grandparent, you know, you got the toy box with 250 toys, and they still play with just 12 of them. So our lives do get cluttered. The U.S. Department of Energy reports that in the United States, if you take all the homes that have two-stall garages, 25% of the homes with two-stall garages don't have enough room in their garage to even park one car. Maybe that's you. But we take the stuff we have and we jam it in, you know, somewhere to store it. The storage locker business in the U.S. is $154 billion business, more than Hollywood, just in storing the stuff that we have. The National Association of Professional Organizers, I didn't even know there was such a group, you know, but there is. The National Association of Professional Organizers did their research, how, I don't know, but they determined that in our lifetime, each of us will spend 1 year of our life trying to find things that we lost, right? Keys and whatever. Well, in that garage that you saw, which was mine, I was out there and I was looking for something, and I was going through boxes. And as I opened this box, the very first thing I saw was a file that I had. And the irony is, that's my research on Declutter Your Life. I had lost it. It was in the garage in a box. See, isn't that the way life is? And so I do approach this topic today of clutter very humbly.
Hello, Dr. Randy. I just called about decluttering your life. And it seems like my life, I go through phases. Or I have a week or a month or maybe even 3-4 months where I'm really cluttered, lots to do, a lot of things weighing on your mind. And then you hit a phase where you're not so cluttered anymore. So I think it's important to just lay it on the Lord and realize that you're living your life. And even though you're cluttered, take a minute to take a deep breath, enjoy what you have, praise God for what you have and what He's given you, and actually enjoy the clutter, because someday that's going to be gone. And that's how I deal with the clutter.
In a moment, Dr. Randy continues today's teaching, Clutter Will Damage Your Spiritual Life. When you become a new monthly partner, we'll send you the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which includes Dr. Randy's books, Starve for Affection and The Power of One Thing, the Intentional Living Wristband, as well as Dr. Randy's coaching CDs every month. Join today. Go to theintentionallife.com or call 1-888-1717 and press option 4.
You've had a bad day at work. Suddenly you find yourself at the store buying something you don't need. And oddly enough, you feel better, like things are going to be all right.
From the Intentional Living Center, welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
Have you ever done this? It has a few different names: retail therapy, shopaholism, compulsive shopping. It's actually a very real addiction. Do you find yourself shopping when you don't have a specific need? Are there clothes in your closet that you've never worn? If so, you might be trying to make yourself feel better with stuff instead of dealing with your real emotions and moving forward. Here's a thought. Instead of reaching for your charge card, reach for the phone. Talk to somebody you love. Help someone who needs it. Focus on the connection with others that fills your heart, not your closet. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com. Today's teaching from the Intentional Living Center is available to you with our thanks for your gift to the ministry. The teaching includes not only what you hear on the radio today, but all the sessions of this entire study. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy as he continues today's teaching.
So let's start as a working definition as we start a series talking about clutter. What is clutter? The definition of clutter that I'm going to use during this series is clutter is anything of little value or lesser value that gets in the way of those things that have greater value in our life. I think that's a working definition for Christians, isn't it? When we think of all of the things that we have in life, not just stuff, but all of the things that we can cling to in our life that are of little value, that keep us away from the things of greater value. And I wrote down a few. One is unforgiveness. How many people do you know who live their lives with unforgiveness, cluttering their heart, their spirit, their mind, their relationships? Something of little value. When you think about hanging on to unforgiveness, you were wrongs at some point in your life, and you hang on to that, and the other people have just moved on, and you're still clinging to it. And as you hang on to that, that thing of little value, it keeps you away from things of greater value in your life. Another form of clutter can be wasted time. The amount of time that we spend doing things that really don't add value. You know, the things that we can do with our time and entertainment and just a lot of stuff that keeps us away from things of greater value. Disorganization, that can be a huge problem. Unhealthy friendships. You think about the amount of time we can spend being cluttered with friendships that are not healthy for us. People that we allow into our life, not as a ministry, but as a friend, that keeps us from things of greater value. Unnecessary debt. That's clutter. How that can affect us, and we worry about it, and we start to manage unnecessary debt or just worry. And the real key here is that when we think of clutter in our life, it's the distractions that keep us from the things of greater value. And I think there's a biblical example as I was looking at this topic of clutter and how do we declutter our life. And I want to take you to, if you brought your Bibles, to the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 41 and 42. But in this section, you see the picture of Jesus. It says, coming to this city and being invited to come into the home of Mary and Martha. And he goes into their home. And of course, Martha, as you know, is going to entertain, and Mary is going to sit at the feet of Jesus. And look at the scripture, verses 41 and 42. If you got the picture, Jesus is in their home, and Mary, the sister, is at the feet of Christ. And Martha is very busy with a lot of things. And here's what it says, Jesus in his own words, Martha, Martha, can't you hear him saying, Martha, Martha? You know, everything, just Martha, Martha. It's kind of like, Martha, just stop. Just stop. You are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. You know, there are three things that Jesus says here that I think are really important, because in a moment we're going to get into some really practical application of what clutter can do in our life that's negative. But Jesus says three things here that I think need to be highlighted. First of all, his emphasis is on Martha, there are many things. Many things. Now, what are all the things that Martha's thinking about? How to entertain Jesus, how to make sure the house is going to be neat, making sure the food is going to be there. My guess is there were many other things. Martha must have been just one of those worriers. She was a people pleaser, probably wanting to make sure everything was taken care of. Worry, worry, worry. The second thing Jesus says is one thing. You know, I only found three references in the New Testament to one thing. And of course, that's what we teach here, don't we? The power of one thing. And this is one of them, where Jesus says to Martha, there's one thing, see? He says there's one thing that's needed. And Mary has chosen that good part. That's the third thing you can highlight, is the good part. I think what Jesus is saying is, you're going to have in life many, many things.
Yeah, but as we go on to say, make sure you have one thing, right? We'll talk more about that next time as we declutter our lives. Clutter is damaging in many ways, spiritually, relationally, and so on. We're live back here in our Intentional Living studio today, and I want to say a big thank you to those of you who've been responding to the ministry. Love hearing from you, getting to meet you, not only live when I'm in conference, but here on the radio as well. And your support for the ministry allows me to do what we do every day from the Intentional Living Center. And because we are listener-supported, what we do every month for our ongoing monthly supporters, those who stand with us as members every month, partners of the ministry, we send out a teaching from me to you. And right now, we're doing something really special for people who, everybody who gets involved and shares the best gift you can with the ministry to help us get back on track where we need to be from this summer shortfall. We've taken four of my teachings on DVD, The Intentional Living Process for Parents, Marriage, Finances, and Faith, and put it on one DVD, and it's our gift to you right now. It is, and we'll get it out to you. There's two ways you can connect with us. You can go online to theintentionallife.com, and there's a little donate button there. Click on that and join in, theintentionallife.com, or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Press number 4. Takes you right into our staff, and they'd love to talk to you. They really would. So on behalf of our entire team, I just want to thank you. Maybe this week will be a great week to help us catch up. Will you be a part of it? Just get in touch. TheIntentionalLife.com. And thank you for standing with us.
You have like a little path that I make just to get around in the room. There is stuff that is just everywhere. I'm talking about the bedroom, the bathroom, the kitchen. Even my car, you know, stays cluttered.
This is probably the area in our marriage that probably has the greatest level of contention. It's not that it's an argument. I don't disagree with her that it's messy. It's just a matter of being able to maintain to a level that's acceptable to her. My wife's a stay-at-home mom, so that makes it even worse. She sees it all day long.
I'm a messy person, and I don't know when it started, except that I think it's always been there. I've even read as far back as my kindergarten report cards that David has trouble paying attention, and David is unorganized and cluttered. So this has been a lifelong struggle for me.
All right, let's go to Amy in Michigan with a question. Hey, Mamie, welcome to the program.
Hi there. How are you?
Good, good. Go right ahead.
My question was about my second marriage, and I cannot help but compare, compare my husband to my first love, who we got a divorce, my first husband and I, because we had problems, which yet it's disrespectful to my current husband, and it also doesn't help our relationship for me to compare him.
All right, let me ask you a question, Amy. You're saying that your current husband,
yes,
when you, in your memory, in your mind, doesn't measure up,
yeah,
and you say this? You say this
to
me?
I don't want to feel that way, but yet I compare him. Yes, that's awful, though, to think that. It doesn't mean I don't love him and care about him. It just, mm-hmm, they're so different.
And do you express this to your husband? Do you talk to your husband, your current husband, about your former husband?
Yes.
Well, stop it. I mean, bottom line, stop it. Not every thought that we have needs to be expressed. Not every word needs to be spoken. The Bible says a word aptly spoken is like apples of gold and settings of silver. And that means we can also use our words, as it says in James, to start a giant fire in our marriages and family. So just because you think it, don't express it. That's something you have to do, and that's an inside job. And, of course, this is one of the complexities of life. Life is progressive, and the more experiences we have, memories that we have, they just don't disappear, and the comparisons and so on. This is a spiritual thing. You've got to ask God to free you from the past and focus your mind, as the scripture says, set your mind on Christ. And you got to take control of your mind. You got to take control of your thinking. As it says in Philippians 4:8, whatever is true and right and admirable and praiseworthy, think on such things. But not every thought needs to be turned into a word. Andrea is on the line in Michigan. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. You have a clutter question?
Well, I do. We have this clutter that seems to magically appear and reoccurs on all of its own, I tell you. At the computer desk in the living room,
yeah.
No matter how many times we declutter it, take off the bills and the newspapers and the cool stuff the kids made at school, it seems to just magically reappear and reclutter that desk.
Where does it go?
We cannot seem to organize it.
So where does it go in between the time it's there and not there?
Some of it gets thrown away. Some of it gets filed elsewhere. Sometimes I just take brown paper bags and put the kids' schoolwork in those just until I can figure out what else to do with it.
How many children do you have, Andrea?
How many what?
How many children do you have?
We have two.
Well, they're a blessing from the Lord, and they bring joy and clutter into our lives.
They do bring joy and clutter, and I can somehow keep their bedroom and their toys clean and decluttered, but I cannot seem to keep the computer desk in the living room the same way.
Now, are you one of those people though? Are you one of those that everything has to be neat all the time?
No, I'm not neat all the time, although I do like to have things organized and in order the best that I can. But life gets in the way. It's just what happens.
Yeah, you and my wife would get along.
I bet we would.
Yeah. And it's good. You know, we need to have one person in every family who's concerned about this to keep the clutter mess down. I heard a statement one time that I think really kind of resonated with me. It says, everything has to have its place. But not everything always has to be in its place.
And I think I've heard that.
Yeah, that's a good reminder that I think you have a filing system, you have places where the books go, and you have places where the paper goes, and you have places where the projects the kids make go. But it doesn't mean they're always going to be in there, but you at least know when you're going to ready to declutter, it has a place to go, either to the trash or it's going to go to a certain place. So I think as long as we keep a place for things to go, and then from time to time making sure we put those things there, I think that's a good start. But I think with kids, hey, listen, they're always bringing clutter in from home. I mean, from school
they
or whatever.
And I guess my question is, what do you do when all those brown paper bags full of all the kids' artwork and schoolwork finally become a giant pile of them, but you don't want to throw them away, but you certainly don't want to become a hoarder of brown paper bags?
Oh, there you go. There you go. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll give you an idea. Once you get a little box, and this is called the box, and everything that's precious that you want to save for this year, you're going to put in that, or by the child's name. And instead of saving every little project they do, you pick a few of them. And so you're going to have, over their lifetime, this memory box. We got memory boxes for our kids, and they're things that they've been saved over the years that you look at, don't look at, ignore, but sometimes look at, but it's there. But you know, at the end of the day, if you saved everything that goes through a child's hands over 18 years, you better add on to your house, you know, because eventually there's not going to be enough room. But I do think there can be two extremes. I think there can be an extreme where we save nothing. It's just today and that's it and clean everything off, and we lose sight of the legacy and the history. The other extreme is I can't throw anything away. I think in the middle is setting a system again, maybe a file, a box, child's name, and say, hey, this is going to be the box of memories that I'm going to keep. And no more, because that's all the space we have.
Are you making intentional choices every day? If the answer is yes, you've probably seen God doing some amazing things as you focused your life on Him. And we'd love to hear about it.
I wanted to share with you what it means to have intentional living for me.
And I'm being intentional by praying for people who have needs daily.
How are you choosing to be intentional with your life? Tell us about it when you call 888-888-1717 and encourage others with your story of intentional living.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Hi, Randy. This is Mike. I'm 34 years old, and I live outside St. Louis. I did not know how to communicate with my wife.
almost 6 years, we were not intimate in any way, shape, or form. I realized that I had no communication skills, and so then I sat down with her and talked to her about it, and now for the past month, it's like a whole new relationship and a whole new marriage. I just wanted to say thanks for everything that you do, and I can say for sure that being intentional with your program saved my marriage.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the encouragement, but you know, you were the one that got intentional and said, hey, God, there must be something better here for my marriage than this mess. And I'm going to get intentional and going to do it right now. I'm going to start listening, talking, communicating. You did it. You stepped out. So congratulations. Give God the glory. That's the whole thing here. If we can say, hey, yeah, I'm doing this, but I couldn't do it without his power, and he's going to have to do the blessing to make sure it turns out the way he wants. That is intentional living. Knowing our purpose, living our purpose, finishing well. Intentional living. Thank you for praying for us. Hey, I'd love to hear your story. Maybe God's just leading you to be more intentional in some area. Can you tell us what it is? Just tell us. 888-888-1717 and press number 2, okay? And by the way, many people have been calling, been responding, going online, being a part of this very special week emphasis as we're catching up with only a few days left in this offer of the Intentional Living Process on DVD. For marriage, parenting, finances, and your faith is our gift to those who will share a gift to the ministry today. Simply go again to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Press number 4, talk to our staff. Press number 2 to leave your story. I know, two numbers you got to remember, right? Number 4, talk to staff. Number 2, to leave your story. Tomorrow, I hope you'll come and join us. We're going to continue to talk about decluttering your life and doing so in a way that honors Him. We'll see you then.